Prästholmsforsen. Prästholms skvaltkvarn or skvaltmill is the old name for a small water mill. Prästholms skvaltkvarn was built in 1758 by Meldestein's mill for household grinding of grain. It was then classified as a customs mill, which meant that you were only allowed to grind enough grain for personal use. In addition, any surplus grain for the coming years was to be delivered to the parish magazine. This mill was located where the water saw was later built at Prestholm's Rapids or Prestholm Foschen. Prestholm's water saw. A water saw was built early on by Meldestein's mill on the north side of Prestholm's Foschen. There at Meldestein's mill, sawed off its need for planks and boards. The saw was probably used as long as Meldestein's mill was in operation. When Lars Anton Larsen returned home from New Zealand in 1910, where he emigrated to find work, he took measures to clean up the canals for water intake, which were partially demolished by the spring rivers and filled with soil sludge. He undertook to build a sawmill with the horizontal water turbines, which were purchased for large sums of money according to the monetary value at the time. The turbine came by rail to Niemacel, which was a heavy colossus, which was then unloaded onto sledges and pulled with six horses down to Prestholm. After the assembly work was completed, the sawing was started with good results. He hired Gustav Adolf Nilsson, a sawmill assistant, who later became the village's trader in Nordprestholm. Larsen sold the sawmill in 1925 to a company consisting of Emil Engstedt, Victor Larsen, and Gustav Holmfred, all from Prestholm. They took over the lease in connection with the takeover. They then bought a planing machine and could then deliver planed wood products. The planer had Babbitt's bearings, which means that the alloy was made of 88% tin, 10% antimony, 4% copper, which cut out at higher loads and sometimes caused operational disturbances. Repairing it was just a matter of chopping off the molten half of the bearing and recasing it, and then fitting it to the shaft. At high tide, you drove two 12-hour shifts. The sawmill was closed down in 1945 and the building was demolished. On the north side of the river, there is today a simpler overnight cabin, and on the south side, a barbecue hut and backyard. It is also possible to rent a boat on both the south side of the north side of Prestholm Foschen.